you for joining me this morning. Welcome. All of us have thought about finding wonderful treasures in attics or basements of old homes, but very few of us actually do. This morning, though, my guest, Victoria Wilcox, did just that. She discovered a home in Fayetteville, Georgia, that she just had a sense about. She had some connection to. And by golly, she was right. This morning, she is here to tell her story of what happened when she decided to help save a home from demolition. Good morning, Victoria, and welcome.
Hi, Barbara. Thanks so much for having me today.
As an author, I am sure you have always been intrigued by mystery, but you discovered this house in Fayetteville, Georgia, accidentally. Tell us the story.
Well, I almost think that it discovered me. My husband went to dental school at Emory University in Atlanta. We were from California originally, and so we moved to Atlanta. And, you know, like a lot of people coming here, I was looking everywhere for Gone with the Wind and kept my eyes out, you know, wanted to see Scarlett somewhere. And spent 4 years in Atlanta really learning about the history of Atlanta and being fascinated by so much that was there. And then we moved south to Fayette County, where he went into dental practice. And on my first trip from our town, which is Peachtree City, 10 miles over to Fayetteville, which is the county seat of Fayette County, I saw this old, white-columned, Greek Revival-style house that looked just like something out of Gone with the Wind. And it spoke to me somehow. The very first time I saw it, I knew that I would have something to do with it. And I've never felt that way about a house, hardly ever feel that way about a person, but I just felt connected. And I didn't know what that something would be. I thought maybe someday I would buy this old place and I'd turn it into a theme restaurant or something fun. But I really knew nothing about it, and I was very busy at the time raising a little family of little girls. But every time we'd drive by that house, I'd tell them, someday Mama's going to do something with that. And I really had no idea what that would be. And then we had a little boy, and my parents came from California for a long visit, and my father wanted to see something historic in Georgia. So I took my parents to Macon, you know, the treasury of the Confederacy with all those fabulous old homes and lots of history. We came back up to Fayette County, and he said, isn't there anything around here? You're like an hour from the Battle of Atlanta. There has to be something. And I said, there's this one really old house, but I don't know anything about it. Let me find out. Now, this was in the days before the Internet. So I went through the phone book and found the number for the Fayette County Historical Society and just called to see if anybody would answer the phone. And a man named Bobby Curlin answered the phone, and he was the one really who started this. He told me some fascinating things about that house. It was authentically old, built circa 1855 before the Civil War. It had had Confederate officers stationed in that house. The Yankees had marched right past it. It was related to author Margaret Mitchell. She mentioned this place in the first chapter of Gone with the Wind, and it was owned by the uncle of the famous Doc Holliday, who played there as a child. And I said, like the guy from the OK Corral was here in Little Fayetteville, Georgia. And then I found out that the city was thinking about tearing it down to make way for a new parking lot. So I started a community action group and then a nonprofit organization to save it and turn it into a museum of history. And it's now on the National Register of Historic Places. It's the Holliday Dorsey Fife House Museum. And I'm so proud of this. It was all volunteers that saved this house, just local ladies from the community. And we opened it to the public in July of 1996 on the day that the Olympic torch came through Fayetteville.
Oh.
So it was just this wonderful story. But then I learned more about the stories behind the house, and as I started researching the families just for the sake of helping to preserve the house, I began to learn this relative, Doc Holliday, who'd played there as a child, that there were all these family stories about him nobody had ever told, and that he was very different from the Western legend. In fact, that he'd had this young romance with a cousin who became the model for Melanie in Gone with the Wind. So it was like Melanie from Gone with the Wind was in love with Doc Holliday from the OK Corral. And that was a story I thought the world needed to know. And here I'd come to Georgia looking for Gone with the Wind, and I had found it.
You absolutely did. Now, you have always been, as a hobby, a historical novelist. Is that correct?
Well, yeah, I hope it becomes more of more than just a hobby. I actually started college as a history major, so yes, I've always loved history. And then I changed over to English, and I became a professional writer. I was a technical writer. I was a script writer. I was a journalist. And so when I started telling this story about Doc and his cousin and all of these untold things, I was telling this all over the place in TV shows and radio shows and local magazines and regional magazines just to draw attention to the Holiday House, just so we could generate funds for the museum. And I kept telling the story again and again, and I realized this would make a fantastic historical novel, almost a sequel to Gone with the Wind, because the real people in that book, or the characters in that book, were based on the real people in Doc Holliday's family.
That is amazing.
And that, you know, this would make a marvelous novel. And I thought it would take me about 2 years to write this down. I knew it would be big. It was like Gone with the Wind meets Lonesome Dove. It would be the story of how a Southern boy became a Western legend. And I thought that I would be able to tell that story with all this Georgia stuff I'd learned and all this real history I had discovered here about the family. And I would base the Western parts of that story on the known history of Doc Holliday. But as I got into the writing, I found out that the known history was almost all created. And that if I were going to write about the real man, I was going to have to go find him first. And so I had to disregard all the biographies that had been written about him, and I actually spent 18 years traveling all over the country, researching primary sources, going back in to find out who was the real Doc Holliday, 18 years to learn about and write about his life. And what I thought was going to be one book ended up being a trilogy because his life was epic. His life went from the Civil War through Reconstruction through the Wild West right to the edge of the modern era, and actually his story came all the way back to Georgia because there's an old story about Doc Holliday's body being returned here after he passed away in Colorado.
Okay, so the name of your trilogy.
The name of the trilogy is Southern Son, The Saga of Doc Holliday, and there are three books. The first is Inheritance, which is set mostly in Georgia. It really feels like Gone with the Wind when you read that book, and it's his life growing up during the Civil War and Reconstruction. He lived in Atlanta like Scarlett O'Hara did after the war, so there's a lot of similarities, and that's his real life. The second book is Gone West, set mostly in Texas and Kansas and New Mexico, as that Southern boy becomes an outlaw and then becomes a lawman. And then the third book is The Last Decision, and it starts shortly before the OK Corral, and you get all of that great Western history told truthfully and from his point of view and all the way to the end of his life.
You are amazing. Victoria Wilcox, I would love to meet you someday, but I'm definitely going to read your trilogies. And I thank you so much for being with us this morning and giving us some Georgia history.
I am so honored. Thanks for having me.
And this is Barbara Dooley for Georgia's Morning News.